always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Good afternoon, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. And a happy Monday to you. Is it true that Mondays really suck in your life?
Nah, man, it ain't like that.
If you're near a computer, go over to Facebook and go to @JonathanScottLV and watch us live on the Facebook. But we're here on NBC Sports Radio. And as usual, my co-host for the last 200 years, Jeffrey with a G. Jeffrey Kramer, what's going on, my brother?
Johnny, you know this is one of my favorite days of the year. The Monday, the last day in July, is the MLB trade deadline, and there was a ton of moves today.
Yeah, Rob. Well, our guests are Rob Sherwood, comedian Rob Sherwood,
joining us. How are you, everybody?
Well, suntan and glowy from playing golf all weekend.
I am.
You do look pretty good, buddy.
Thank you very much. How good do I look?
And sports analyst who just broke
Snuggle
the chair.
Up.
Amal Shaw snarfing down a Subway sandwich. Amal, what's going on?
I wanted to make time to come into your show. I was busy playing cards over at Bellagio. Had to run, get home, get a shower, get a sandwich, come over here, do this, and then I got to go do my regular show at 3.
Wow.
And I got to get it all in.
There's never enough time on Monday morning to do all the stuff you want to do on Monday morning.
It's only 168 hours in the week. What do you expect?
I don't know. I think we should add
a
25th hour and like a 25-hour day.
Right?
Just add that one extra. Take one of the days away from the year. I don't know. Rob's looking like, you're nuts.
I work 20 minutes a night, like, so really, I got a lot of time.
Rob's the opening act for a redheaded comedian here in town named Carrot Top.
Yeah, so I
know Rob's smarter than the rest of us. He works 100 minutes a week.
Yeah, that's it.
He's got it down, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm pretty rested.
Well, we can't complain too much because we do 2 hours.
And he fills the rest with golf.
That's not a bad way to look.
You're getting pretty good at that golf game.
I'm getting better. Yeah, I've had a little bit of a drought lately.
Have you ever hit a hole in one?
No.
No, neither have I. I'm not.
I've had eagles.
You've had an eagle. Really?
I've had an eagle from 145 yards out. I hit an eagle.
Wow.
At the wind one time.
None of you guys gotten a hole in one?
I never had a hole in one.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Well, you know, you've got to buy everybody around.
I've seen five hole-in-ones. Two from friends of mine and 3 from strangers that I was just playing with.
This kid.
But
that sounds good. Strangers you were just playing with.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you this guy play?
He goes out and plays the par 3 at Angel Park. But
the pitch and putt?
Yeah, he doesn't have the... he can't stay out there long enough.
I agree. I'm like him. I couldn't do it either.
You can't either?
I get so bored with it.
Really?
After 4 holes, I just want to tip the cart so we can do something fun.
Well
don't
you
drink and smoke while you're playing?
Sometimes, but even that gets boring. 4 hours?
This is why I like Jeff. He has a good understanding.
Well, you're lucky
of
if you play a 4-hour round.
It doesn't fit.
No.
Anyway, our top story in sports, Bartman gets a ring from the Cubs.
How about that? They gave him a ring.
Is he going to take it?
The Ricketts family
gave him a ceremonial ring. It's not the real World Series ring, but it's a ring.
It has a ring.
And can we stop talking about this guy?
And then he dropped it.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he dropped it, and then he couldn't find it.
Just for a joke?
Yes, no,
yeah,
it was a joke.
Just for comedy relief.
Well, that's actually a pretty good joke.
Well, it was the same thing the Red Sox did.
I know, with
Buckner. They had him throw in the first pitch. I think it was nice.
But people don't remember that Buckner played for the Cubs first.
Yeah, he had a very long career. Unfortunately, everyone only remembers the 86 World Series.
And that had nothing to do with the game, just like Bartman had nothing to do with the game.
You're so right.
Take your time and swallow, by the way.
No, I'm good. I'm sorry. But the Buckner thing always drives me nuts with people because the reality is Calvin Schiraldi had 2 strikes on Gary Carter. There were 2 outs. Couldn't get Schiraldi. Couldn't get Kevin Mitchell. They should have put him away. The game should have been over. Buckner, in my opinion, is just a byproduct of what happened previous to that.
Buckner shouldn't have been in the game.
That's John McNamara's fault.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
There's no question.
Yeah, he was injured, right? He wasn't really playing great.
No. They should have had a better defensive first baseman.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is it shining?
You're getting a glow up
in
your head.
I know, sorry.
Fast forward to 2017. John Farrell's not doing such a great job either these days.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that Yankee game about a week and a half ago on a Saturday.
Terrible.
We wouldn't bunt him over. We wouldn't want first and second, nobody out. Some of these guys, you know what? I always wonder. We talk about this on my show in terms of sports betting. Some of these coaches, they are dumber than a bag of hammers. I mean, I don't even know where they find some of these people.
I agree.
Farrell's been in the game a long time.
I've been using that one for a while. I've recycled
many times. You gave me an expression that I've adapted as my own.
That's
your
a foghorn leghorn.
No, you gave me one that your father says. You don't have to be a rocket surgeon to figure this
This isn't rocket surgery.
This isn't rocket surgery. I like that one.
No, the other one that my brother uses from Foghorn Leghorn is, that boy's about as sharp as a bag of wet mice.
But nobody knows who Leghorn Cleghorn is.
Foghorn Leghorn?
And in a related story, the voice of Rocky and Bullwinkle passed away over the weekend.
And she was 90-something years old.
You follow the news like I do.
And it's not a tragedy.
I was going to say, can I just call time out?
When you die in your 90s, it's never a tragedy, okay? It's just your time.
She had a very good career.
Huh?
Yeah. As the voice of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So sad. She died in her 90s. I want to die in my 90s.
It's a good thing you're getting that top-rated news story from the RJ.
Yeah, that's where I get, because Jeffrey and I were talking on Friday about reading the paper, and I read the paper every day because my father always said you have to be informed. And in Chicago, I would read both the Sun-Times and the Tribune, especially on Sunday, which was a real paper. But Jeffrey with a G doesn't think that the Review Journal is a real...
I was going to say, I love reading a newspaper, just not the RJ.
What do you get, the New York
Times?
That's
the only paper.
Actually, I like the New York Post.
Well, you have to go get other papers, but that's the only local paper we have.
Yeah, down to the newsstand? Where do you find a newsstand?
You can find it, go online.
Any Chevron gas station carries New York Post.
Plus, you can go online and get any newspaper you want.
I got to pay $2.50 for it, but it's a great paper.
To deliver to your door.
No, every paper online.
But he doesn't. That's not the same thing.
You mean you actually want to sit down with the paper and read?
I enjoy doing that. I get the RJ. I read it. I mean, some days I don't read it, but it's the only time my whole life, the first thing I'd always do is go to the sports page. In the RJ, it's the only time I don't go to the sports page.
Right.
Because, you know, sports I'm constantly involved with and I know what's going on, but I like reading what's going on locally. Even though we have 2 million plus people here, this is a smaller town in that sense, that feel.
I know the headlines are a little...
Yep.
I would have figured you to be a Sunday Times guy.
I get the New York Times. I still get the Journal, too. I actually get two papers a day. I get the Journal and the RJ.
Yeah, I just get the RJ.
I love reading the paper first thing in the morning. That's my
routine.
I'm
looking for funny stuff.
Shocker.
Because I looked at my top story over the weekend was the marijuana dispensary that got robbed and burned at 4:20 in the morning. Funny. I was like, really? Did it really happen at 4:20 in the morning, or was it the reporter just having fun with the story?
Who knows?
More than likely the latter.
I was like, well, let's slip this past the editor and say that it was robbed at 4:20 in the morning. And then it was a follow-up story in today's paper as well about 4:20 in the morning. But I doubt it. So, how was your weekend?
Good. Yeah. Can't complain. I'm not tired from working, I can tell you that.
Well, your 20 minutes didn't wipe you out.
I'm pretty good.
In addition to all the
feel pretty rested.
The trades in baseball, we had the Hall of Fame induction ceremony yesterday.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, only because my all-time favorite player went in, Tim Raines.
Really?
I grew up in Montreal. Tim Raines is an idol of mine since I was a kid.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like, wow.
You know, he was like that short, fast guy on the team, like I was most of the time, and I just loved watching him play.
I just wish the Baseball Hall of Fame, like we have the NFL Hall of Fame inductions coming up next weekend. Uh-huh. I wish baseball had it on a broader stage.
Yeah, because they do it with the first pregame.
They make it into
an event.
Yes, exactly.
And the baseball, you don't even know about it.
You're right.
You got to look for it to find it.
Absolutely.
It's true, an afterthought. True. But I'll tell you what I do love that they do is they bring out 50 former Hall of Famers. Whitey Ford, chairman of the board, was there yesterday.
Nice.
Andre Dawson. Nolan Ryan.
Andre Dawson was selling T-shirts.
George Brett. Like some really cool, Junior, Ken Griffey.
Have you gone to Cooperstown? Have anybody ever gone to?
I was there once a long time ago, but I need to go back.
It's like probably the best. I haven't been to a Boxing Hall of Fame or any of the others, but I've gone to Cooperstown for the induction because I was invited by Tony Gwynn. When Tony Gwynn and Cal Ripken got invited, I took my son, Johnny. I made the cigars.
It was a 10-year anniversary this year. It was 2007.
Look at this guy name dropping the greatest hitter of all time.
Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Tony was great. He was a great guy. And if you go, all the players stay in this one hotel, the Onondaga Hotel, and we met Tony Gwynn. I made the cigars for Tony Gwynn because I had a cigar magazine, and my son brought some baseball cards up, and Tony Gwynn sat with my son and went through the cards and said, yeah, this guy's a good guy. Don't even bother with Ryan Sandberg. He's not going to sign it.
Really?
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg's, kind of a hole.
They said Gwynn is like one of the most friendliest guys ever.
He passed away, but yeah, he was.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
No, he was just a great guy, but we were in the elevator at the hotel, and we met Gaylord Perry.
Wow.
Who adopted my son for the whole weekend and took him to every signing that he went to.
How cool
That's awesome.
And I mean, talking about, you know, being with everybody that you can imagine at the signings. And it was just great. And the Baseball Hall of Fame itself is way cool. And the induction ceremony, I mean, we were, Tony Gwynn got us our seats, and he put us right in front of John Travolta. Travolta was behind us.
Why was Travolta there?
We like baseball, I guess.
he likes balls.
That was a weird name drop.
Well, you know, anybody in that Scientology thing.
Well,
Scientologists, yeah, right? Call in.
So going in yesterday with Rock Raines was Jeff Bagwell, who was drafted by the Red Sox, and they traded him away, and I love bags. And Pudge Rodriguez, who I think in my generation was the best catcher.
He was.
And I was a catcher in college and high school. And
the who? My generation, who has a residency?
I loved
here.
Watching Pudge play. I mean, what he did my for generation? That Florida Marlins
it's a stretch.
Team.
Yeah, 97.
In 97. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Pudge so, Rodriguez.
Yeah. Really? And what was interesting is listening to Raines' acceptance speech, or induction speech, I guess, he brought up facing Nolan Ryan in his first major league at bat.
Really? I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
He says, I worked the count to 3-2. Here comes the sixth pitch. And I goes, I'm telling you, it was outside. But they gave it to the, they gave Nolan the call. I started running down to first base. I look back at the umpire. He goes, "Sit down, Rook. That's Nolan out there."
Really?
Nice. Those kinds of stories that you don't hear about, that they just talk amongst themselves, is what I love about baseball.
It's like we had Josh in here last week.
Oh, he's great.
Josh Towers has some great stories.
That's one of my favorite things about sports. Are some of these stories that you don't normally hear, that people don't tell you. I can remember when I used to do the Texas Rangers post game show. Buck Showalter would tell you a lot of great things off camera. I mean, like off the air. So one night on a Saturday, he comes out to first base to argue a call, and it was Jim Joyce, the one who blew the Andres Armando Galarraga perfect game call.
My God, yeah. Yeah,
so
Andre Buck, Galarraga backwards is raga raga raga.
So that was a Tigers game, right?
Yes, it was a Tigers game.
Galarraga backwards.
In live action, I thought he was safe. But so Buck comes out to argue, and before he even comes out, Jim goes, Buck, I missed the call. Buck goes, well, Jim, there's 40,000 people here. You got to give me a second to pretend like I'm arguing. I mean, you know, those are the stories like you mentioned. Those are the things I love to hear. But that was really cool to hear that your son got kind of shepherded around by Gaylord Perry. I can't even imagine how exciting that must have been for him. You know, when you're younger, those things have a lot more meaning than if Huge. Somebody came up to me today, I'd be like, look. If Cindy Crawford or Al McPherson aren't available, I'm really not that interested in anything else.
You're dating yourself.
My man, let me tell you. That's okay. I love me some Charlize Theron. Absolutely. Oh, no problem there. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Halle Berry.
Jessica Alba. We were talking about Jessica Alba quite a bit lately.
Yeah. And plus, she's rich, too, now.
Jessica Alba. She's,
yeah,
she owns
the Honest Company.
Or
what?
Simple.
It's called the Honest Company.
Oh, Honest.
They're like household goods products where they sell, like, organic or whatever. Yeah, I don't even know, but you
made
know,
from sugar cane and hemp.
We were having a conversation, guys and girls, about who they would be a lesbian for, and Jessica Alba was the name that came up. If Jessica Alba came in, they would turn. Jessica Alba.
That's so funny.
Let me ask you a question. I think she's very attractive.
Yes.
But do you
girl next door?
Where did you live, man? Because all these girl next door.
Jennifer Garner's more of a girl next door, and she's adorable.
She's girl next door. Rob, anything to add?
No.
Cindy Nelson.
Just listening to you. Who? Yeah, no, yeah.
Who?
That's right. Yeah, my girlfriend.
You have the right answer.
That is it. You may be listening, so I want to watch what I say.
So speaking of those inside stories, Pudge was telling another story. He goes, you know, I have to apologize to someone here today. And he turns around to Ken Griffey Jr. He says, when my little son was 2 years old, he was out batting practice or maybe at an all-star game. Junior came and picked him up to carry him around the field, and the kid peed on him. He goes, so after all these years, he's 23 now. I just want to apologize.
But I know what you mean. It's like as a cup, like I used to sell souvenirs outside of Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Shocker.
And Ernie Banks, well, yeah, in front of the fire station. If the Cubs won, you'd make $75 to $100.
Really?
If they didn't, which was usually,
you'd get robbed.
But you got to go see the games. And Ernie Banks, you know, this was, I'm talking about like the 63, 64 Cubs, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, you know, it was a great Cub team. And Ernie Banks was just like a hero to me. You know, his like, let's play two, yeah. his just whole, and all of them, Ron Santo, they were all great guys. And then as an adult, I got to know Ernie Banks and hang out with him. You know, and he was always saying, let's play two. And he would just call me randomly. And it was like surreal. But, you know, when you're a kid,
Yeah.
These are like your heroes.
Yep. Sure.
And then, you just like doctors, too. You know, you put doctors up on a pedestal, and then when you get to be friends with them as an adult, you realize they're just like regular.
You're comparing your doctor to Ernie Banks?
Yeah, I know. Yes, oh my God.
Dr. Kenmish.
No, I don't want to see
your doctor. Must be Jonas
Salk. He's just an idiot. I mean, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine. Thank you.
How do you put your doctor on the same pedestal as Ernie Banks?
Okay, so maybe it wasn't the best metaphor.
Okay, so it's safe to say you didn't score. It's safe to say you didn't score an 800 on the verbal section of the SAT.
Hey, with that analogy,
I think we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. Stop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 KBED. With Vegas Nonstop here on NBC 920 AM Sports Radio. Coming at you a little sports comedy and some announcements. Over the weekend, I just hit it pretty hard. I went to a party at Allure, and there was this kid downstairs checking people in as they came in. I said, hey, how's it going? He said, just chilling. Yeah. I said, just chilling like a villain? He said, yeah, chilling like a villain. I said, chilling like Bob Dylan? And he said, who? I went, Bob Dylan. He went, who? Who's Bob Dylan? I had to explain who Bob Dylan was to this little snot-nosed kid. I was like, really?
Why did you even bother doing that?
I said, poet laureate of the 60s. He went, the 60s? Oh, my God.
Obviously, it wasn't a Mensa gathering.
No, it wasn't. Well, he was like 17, 18 years old.
It's a generational
thing. It was Matt Morrow's son is who it was.
Way to call him out. Nice. If you're born in 2000, you probably don't know who Bob Dylan is.
Bob Dylan, yeah. He was, as our friend Carlo Pellegrino would say, he wasn't even a thought in his father's balls. Speaking of Chef Carla, saw her.
Apparently, you can say that.
On Saturday. Oh, you can say balls.
For you wondering.
No. I had another question for Bobby earlier about what I could say on the air.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Saturday night went to the Playboy party, the Playboy Midsummer Night's Dream party at the Cosmopolitan with John English and our friend Sonia Jolie.
At Z Marquee.
Playboy. At Marquee.
How was it?
I got to finally go to the secret pizza place.
Finally.
I finally went to the secret.
How long was the line?
20 minutes to a half hour. And then we piecemealed a pizza together, saying a slice of this, slice of this,
That's how you do it.
Otherwise, you have to wait another half hour to get the pizza.
Yeah, you don't want to get a whole pie.
And the pizza was okay.
That's just it. It's just okay.
That's pretty good.
While you're in between,
I agree with you guys. It's overrated.
It's just pizza.
I'm spoiled with Chicago pizza, first of all.
Well, it's not deep dish, but I think New York's got the best pizza for thin crust.
Yeah.
The Chicago's got the deep dish.
I disagree.
Where were we the other day? We got a slice. We said it was pretty good.
We were there together?
I don't know.
If I don't have notes, I don't remember anything.
Plantones, where you had the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that new place, what was it, Jones and 215?
Spring Mountain and Durango.
Well, you're close.
I was very close to 215.
I get regularly GPS, aren't you?
I just want to know how you're talking about going to a Playboy party and the conversation turns to pizza. I think there's way more area we can cover there.
That's how old I am.
That's right. Yeah, look at him.
It's like, when are we going to eat?
If there's food involved.
Ham and I are the opposite. I literally eat strictly for survival. The last time I've eaten before this was at 6:30 last night.
What? Well, no, we had pizza from Brando's on Friday. Is that what you're...
Oh, yeah, that was also good.
Yeah, shout out to Nick from Brando's.
So here's a Chicago joint that does thin crust pizza really well.
Brando's on the 15
Blue
and Blue Diamond.
You do the address. You do the restaurant.
I'll do the restaurant. You do the address.
He's going to have people driving all over the valley.
Where's that Brando's place?
I thought it was 5 minutes away. That was an hour ago.
Hey, our board engineer left.
He thinks everything's at 215 and Jones.
Now, what was that conversation you had about lollipops earlier?
What is that 215 and Jones?
My friend Marty Tuttle wanted to come up with a promotion for Cox Communications where they gave out lollipops. Figure the rest out.
Yeah.
And then last night I went to a CD-DVD release party, again at Cosmopolitan, for our friend Wade Martin.
Can you say that again? A CDD what?
Well, a music video release party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wade Martin. I don't know if you've seen his billboards
around town. Yeah, I know Wade. Wade comes by the show once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't
interesting,
know Wade.
Interesting fellow.
He's a Brit.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah, he's guilty of being British. It was at Click.
He kind of produces stuff.
Yeah, he's a producer.
At Cosmo?
At Cosmo, yeah.
He always brings interesting girls around the Carrot Top when he shows up.
There were some beautiful women there.
Can you elaborate on interesting?
What's that?
Can you elaborate on interesting?
You know, they don't have to talk.
Pretty and stupid.
Pretty stupid.
No, not pretty stupid. They're pretty and stupid.
I'm looking for pretty and smart. And if you're in the 30 to 39 range, hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah. Is that your age cut in half plus
listen,
seven?
Dude, I'm tired of dating girls that are 25, man.
You're tired of it.
Absolutely. You just figure that out.
Like you've been fighting them off.
Hey, Jonathan, I don't look like I got beaten by a bag of hammers. Come on, I do all right for myself.
The hammers. There seems to be a returning theme here.
I told
brought
you,
to you by
mind.
True
my
Value.
Line.
Were you ever beaten up with someone with a hammer? Because it seems to be.
I can't confirm or deny that due to legal issues. And we're not outside the statute of limitations.
Kelly Clinton Holmes is over at the Bootlegger. Yeah. Another great pizza place is Bootlegger.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had their
pizza. I like the food
there.
Good Bootlegger's good food.
I like Lorraine's special, the veal. Try the veal.
Try the veal. It's the best in the city.
Tap House, also on West Charleston, has open mic night. They've got good pizza. Tap House,
I like the Tap House.
And welcome
I like
to
the
Pizza Patrol.
And they got great chicken wings at the Tap House.
Really?
They do. They
have
great wings.
See, I'm going to travel for wings.
They have regular, you know, buffalo style, but then they have these things called Cajun wings. Which are the spicy ones. You got to try the Cajun wings. They're really, really good.
See, I'll travel for wings.
I'm a wing guy. Try the wings at Tap House.
We like the wings at your buddy's place,
Naked City, right?
Naked City. 215 and Jones. It's not on the 215 and Jones, everybody.
He does a grilled wing, a barbecued grilled wing that's so good.
Is that the one I like?
Yeah.
I like those sweet wings anyway. So Tap House also has open mic night. Our friend Clint Holmes, Tuesday and Wednesday at the Golden Nugget.
I don't know if they have pizza there or not.
Where's the Golden Nugget?
Awesome.
215
no,
and Jones.
He's at 215 and Jones also.
Clint is a legend.
You know what
he's
great. Like such a nice guy. Nugget? I like the Grotto restaurant.
I would ask you where it is, but I got a feeling I already know.
215 and Jones.
I should ask, where in the property is that restaurant?
The Grotto?
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of the Golden Nugget.
Okay, got that. Yeah, kind of like 215 and Jones right in the middle right now.
There's a bunch of pizza places on Fremont. That Brock?
Pizza Rock.
Pizza Rock. Pizza Rock.
That's Tony Geminani. He's a legitimate pizza.
That's the best pizza
award-winning guy.
Yeah.
Pizza Rock's not bad. I've eaten there. It's not right. It's okay. The thing about pizza with me is like I don't know. Maybe it's me. It all kind of tastes really close to the same.
No.
It's usually the sauce or the crust.
If you're from New York and you find a grandma pie, that's a different pizza.
Well, it's
what is that?
A grandma pie, it's a rectangular pie. It's sort of the thickness between a thin and a thick.
Well, it's like a Sicilian.
Yeah, but it's thinner.
Thinner than Sicilian?
But thicker than like a flat, a thin crust?
Okay. Well, thin crust, and then there's Sicilian, which is a thicker crust.
Correct. So this is sort of in between.
And then there's the Chicago with the stuffed pizza, which is like,
it's like a meal. To me, that's a belly bomber.
Right, it is. You can have one slice of that, and you're done. Yeah, you can't
really?
Eat. Oh, my God. Yeah, you've never had. Yeah, it's this thick, and it's got meat and cheese.
Oh, so I'm out then.
Brando's has, well, it doesn't have to have meat.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you eat no meat at all?
I'm vegetarian.
Okay. Oh, you are? Well, you can just get it with cheese
and sauce. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's like this thick, the dough's heavy, and then when you pull it away, the cheese just goes forever.
I always regret
it's really heavy.
I always regret when I order pizza. I always eat it like my ship is going down, like I'm never going to eat
like
again.
Like it's your last meal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you're going to the chair?
I still get like, I went to Sbarro's over by Bally's, and I was so hungry, I wanted pizza, and it's average at best, right? I ordered a pie at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I took it home. This was about a week or two ago. I took it home and I ate 6 slices at 3 in the morning.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
No.
Yeah. Obviously, you were alone that night. No 25-year-olds were in the bed that night.
No.
Yeah, but then you probably didn't eat for a week.
That's probably true, too.
This Saturday is Big Dog's Beer Festival, Summer Beer Fest, this Saturday night.
Really?
Over at Big Dog's Draft House on Rancho and Craig from 5 p.m. till it's over.
Till they close.
Live reggae music and over 45 craft beers. You might want to check that out.
Reggae man. Come listen to the reggae.
Italian restaurant. Our friend Carlo Pellegrino over on Eastern Ave has a new summer menu. What else do we have? Reminder to watch on Friday, our Friday podcast on 12
Social. She's got the best pork chop in the city, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me? You want to clean that one up a little bit? Now, what does that mean?
Carla's got the
she's
best.
Got
oh,
thick,
Carla, how you?
She's got. It
well,
wasn't
you said
cold.
Friday. You said
it wasn't
the Friday
cold,
podcast,
Rob.
And then you went, and she's got the best pork chop in the city.
She's got the best pork chop in the city. In Chicago, the best pork chop would go to Ditka's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been to a Ditka's.
You never been to Ditka's in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
100 East Chestnut.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't there more than one now?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, yeah, in Chicago, Chicago's got a few of them.
Yeah.
There was one in. In New Orleans, and they was the network coach was coaching in New Orleans for the Saints.
He pulled off that brilliant trade for Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Traded the entire draft.
Gave his whole, draft away.
But he also signed Ricky Williams.
Yeah, by trading away his entire draft.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Well, the good. Well, they, they weren't a fan of his in New Orleans either.
I can't imagine why they would.
No.
Be.
Well,
the good news is there is a Ditka's over at I-94 in Jones.
No, it's 215. I-94 would be in Chicago.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Yeah, right off the Edens Expressway. Take the Edens Expressway to the Kennedy, and then get out of your car and say, "Where the hell am I?" Yep. So that's the end of our second segment.
Wow. I don't even.
I like how we're talking about sports today, huh?
That was the food segment.
I don't even know what we just talked about.
Subway. He's got only have like one quarter left of that sandwich.
First of
that,
all, I'm starving still because I get a veggie sandwich. Oh, this is like nothing. This is. I mean, you don't even get full with this. This is just something to hold me over until five.
So as a vegetarian, like, what's your go-to for most meals?
Eggplant Parmigiana.
Ooh.
I like that.
I do, too.
Eggplant Parm. Well, we're going to cover that in the next segment. So stay tuned. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. I've had too much coffee. Now we're back. We're back. Amal's no longer with us today, so we could talk about him.
He got fired.
He got fired for bringing a Subway sandwich in. Okay, we've got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night, which, excitingly enough, if I could say excitingly, is the start of the NFL season for 2017. And somewhere around here, I've got... You can bet on this game, but you know the regular QBs aren't playing. Well, because it makes it more fun. That's why. What's $10? You know, you throw $10 on it. Cowboys are favored by one. Cardinals are getting one. The over and under is 37. They even have first half wagering over at the Westgate. It's at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. What time is it? 5 o'clock Pacific. So I know you don't have really anything really to say about it.
What was that, last year when they painted the field and they couldn't play the game?
Yeah, because of the paint.
The paint, yeah. They put the wrong paint down or something, and then they couldn't play.
That was last year's Hall of Fame game.
Was it last year? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Really? Yeah, they had to cancel the game last year. Because they painted the field, and they used some kind of weird paint.
Yeah.
And they said they couldn't play on it, so they canceled the game.
If they cancel the game this year, I'm pretty sure Jonathan might cry.
So the bets will be off.
All bets are off.
Did you see this boxing stuff I brought in?
No. This isn't the McGregor thing, is it?
No, but I've got the McGregor thing.
What is that?
I know.
I think it's such a scam.
It totally is.
We were talking about that over the weekend
it's
also.
It's a scam. You know,
talking to the mic, please.
It's a scam.
I like the draw bet. You know, it pays 40-1 on the draw.
Really? They're going to fight
Well,
to
I mean,
draw?
That you know, the opinion again is they're making so much money, will they want to do it again?
Okay.
Or it will Mayweather just kick the
I can't believe
out
anyone
of
wants to do it. I would watch it for free.
You know, so
if I didn't have to go anywhere to do it.
Well, like,
but
so
I would not go out of my way to see this.
Initially, there was this big hype for tickets, and tickets were going through the roof. The nosebleed seats were $4,000.
Yeah, $3,000.
I'm now hearing that they've sort of peaked. They're not selling anymore. And people are starting to realize that this isn't really something they want to see.
Not a real fight.
It's not a real
isn't.
Fight. It's not a real fight. You have.
Remember when Rocky fought Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Remember when Rocky fought Bullwinkle?
You have a guy fighting in a sport that he's not accustomed
it's
to fighting
Rocky
in.
It's Rocky versus Hulk Hogan. That's
not
what this is.
Message,
it's
that not... message. Bullwinkle is a...
You can't stop talking about Bullwinkle.
Well, because I'm so sad the lady died.
What? Are you really?
She was in her 90s.
When is the last time you actually watched a Rocky and Bullwinkle episode?
With Robert De Niro. The movie with Robert De Niro in it. And Danny DeVito. You never saw the live
Rocky
and Bullwinkle?
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No.
Really? It was really bad.
It was terrible. How they got Robert
somehow
De Niro.
I can see you watching it over and over again.
I haven't watched any cartoons, but I think it was you that was telling me about the F is the Family.
Oh, F for Family?
That's supposed to be
Netflix?
A very funny cartoon.
Oh, it takes place in 1973. It's genius.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very funny show. And because it's on Netflix, All lines are crossed.
Oh, Netflix, man. They're raking it in.
All lines are crossed.
I watched my show last night. I think we talked about it. You don't like it. I'm Dying Up Here.
I haven't watched it.
Oh,
is that back? I'm only like four episodes in.
The LA comedy scene in the 70s?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Mitzi Shore and the Comedy Store.
Very good.
She's called Goldie. And it's I like it a lot.
I thought the casting
it's
and
really,
the acting
it's a
is
dramedy.
Terrific.
It's not a comedy. It's right. You know, somebody like almost dies every episode, whether they die on stage or they die, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, this one character is a heroin addict, and he's the one that's getting the boost onto the Carson show. I think you'll like it. I think you'll appreciate
it. Oh, 100%. It's very good.
I don't know. I'd be interested to get your opinion on it because
you're... I'll have to go back. I guess I can get it on demand and just get Is it on HBO?
No, it's on Showtime.
Oh, I don't get Showtime.
It's not television. It's HBO.
I can't even...
But you guys both have Netflix, right?
I have Netflix.
I do not have a Netflix account, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to watch a series called The Killing.
Is that
good? That's on Netflix also. Well, everything's going on Netflix now.
It's unbelievable, man.
Netflix is buying everything.
They let you do whatever you want because they got so much money.
Yeah.
They got 100 million subscribers.
Yep.
And everyone pays $10 a month.
Yeah.
And they have a captive audience for everything.
And they need... The only thing that I heard was that they won't tell you how your ratings are.
What does that mean? How your ratings are?
Like how something
like the Nielsen's?
Like if you do, say you do an hour comedy special, they won't tell you how well it does.
Why?
Because then because it takes the advantage of them for negotiating if you want to do a second one.
Well, clearly they know which of their shows are more popular than others.
They do, but they won't tell you.
Okay, fair enough.
So now you don't have anything to negotiate against.
It's too bad, you know. I was hoping to hear how many listeners we had so we can negotiate our next contract here.
On this one?
Yeah.
I think you can tell by how many people are watching this on the internet.
A lot of people are watching this today on the Facebook.
On the Facebook? He's pointing.
You're not.
But people, well, that's currently.
Bobby's putting up one hand.
We have one handful
of viewers.
Do you want to talk about football at all?
I'd like to finish up on baseball because it's really big.
Right.
There's so much going on yesterday and today.
Football's away yet.
In addition to yesterday being the Hall of Fame induction, Adrian Beltre from the Rangers became the third baseman of all in history to hit 3,000 hits.
Very impressive.
A guy who's gone kind of, I think, under the radar most of his career. People don't realize how good he is. This guy is solid across the board. Definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And you know what's funny is he only played one season in Boston. He had a great season there. And they said that was sort of the turning point later in his career that sort of catapulted him for the next 5 or 6 years. Seeing guys like,
and he's moved around a lot,
He's played on six different teams.
I know. Which is really weird for a guy that's that good.
That talented. Correct. Yeah. You don't see guys like that moving around.
The other stat that I heard over the weekend which floored me was they were talking about in the Cubs with Chris Bryant between... Ron Santo, when he retired at third base, and Chris Bryant being their regular third baseman, they went through like 138 third basemen.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like quarterbacks for the Browns.
In that span, before they found a regular third baseman.
That's crazy. That's a crazy number.
That wasn't even a joke.
No, my
joke. There was no punchline to that.
I don't even know why we got the cymbal crash there. That was a weird one.
Number 10, Ron Santo. Andre Galarraga backwards. It's rugga, 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 rugga. All right, let me hear you now. I just wish the Cubs had a better announcer now, you know?
Why? Who do they have now?
I don't know.
I don't even know who they have.
I don't know.
I don't know who does it locally in Chicago anymore.
Do you know who the band Cage the Elephant is?
Yeah.
You do? Well, their bass player is going to be throwing out the ball on Wednesday at Wrigley.
Well, huge band.
Yeah.
Great.
Cage
the Elephant. I'm going to be there next week. I may try to go to the Friday game because it's a day and they're playing the Nationals.
That's a really good game.
They're playing this weekend. Is Arrieta
back in the rotation again?
Yes. He pitched the other day and won.
I read a stat the other day. Since the All-Star break, not only do the Cubs have the best record, but their starters are 11-1.
Yeah, they're
with a 2.6 ERA.
I think they're 14-3 since the All-Star break.
13-3, something like that.
Yeah, they're 13 and now they're like 2-3.5 in front in Milwaukee. Because that's the only way they're going to make the playoffs if they win their division.
Yu Darvish got traded today to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray's going to the Yankees. I mean, all these teams are what? Don't like him? Well, you know what? He knows how to pitch in the American League, which is huge.
He's doing good this year, and he's young. He's only 27.
He's a young kid.
And they needed another starter. Their bullpen is solid. They got a good bullpen. They're backing their way into the starters. They have a good bullpen, and now they're filling in the starters.
And that young core of players is great.
Oh, my gosh.
And how about the kid last night for the Dodgers?
Yeah, that was
inning.
Unbelievable. And he's not even a kid. I mean, he's 27, so he's not like a rookie.
But his first major league at bat.
Right, right. Well, it was like Frazier when he played with at the in Fenway when he hit a home run and a double in his first two bats.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's like 24.
No, the Clint Frazier, right?
They
have a bunch of young players.
The whole team is young.
I saw Judge hit another monster this weekend.
He's up
to 33 or 34.
No one saw this team doing this year.
No.
Not even you.
Not even me.
I want to thank a few of our sponsors. Windows Plus, keep your home or business cooler with new windows and doors. Visit Windows Plus Showroom on Valley View and Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. Windows Plus, number one window and door store in Las Vegas. What else do we want to thank? Metropolitan Gallery of Las Vegas Art Museum at Neonopolis has a brand new exhibit of moving parts, art with moving parts. You want to check that out. And that's where we do our podcast on Friday. So check that out, and we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Have you noticed your power bills lately? With summer here, bills are going through the roof. Windows Plus can show you the latest in window replacement technology, windows that lower your power bills, make your home cleaner, quieter, and even make your home look fantastic. Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate. Stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for replacing your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. They can help you make your home comfortable again, lower your power bills, and make your home look and feel young. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. Windows Plus, give them a call, 702-450-2275. That's 450-2275.
I like this.
That's my Gary Owens.
I like that. What is it? What is it, 1944?
That's the Gary Owens approach.
What was the purpose of doing that, by the way? Why did they do this?
You can hear yourself. If you put your finger in your ear, you can hear yourself better.
I know, but Rob did was plugged in.
You can hear yourself better if you put your finger in your ear.
I don't think his finger's in his ear, though.
Well, no, it's not in my ear, but
he's like cupping it, like he's waiting for like some reverb or something.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. Remember, we were on another station, and we had a guy.
Radio guy.
We had a guy, we would do the half-hour traffic, and we would just make fun of him when we come out.
Radio guy.
Radio guy. And it's backed up at the spaghetti bowl. The 95 south of the thing is backed up at the spaghetti bowl. 105 degrees out. If you're outside, please bring a towel. I don't know what, it's just like, and we'd be laughing, we'd be coming out of break. Okay. Probably why we're not on CBS
anymore.
People
listening are going to really think it's backed up at the spaghetti bowl.
It is. It's always backed up.
It probably is backed up.
It's always backed up at the spaghetti bowl. It's going to be hot today, folks.
They're two safe bets.
It's going to be hot, and it's backed up at the spaghetti bowl, and... we're going crooked there.
When
if you're anywhere near a computer,
announced?
You can watch us. Please like us and share us at Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. What you want to talk about next? You want to talk about NFL at
I'm
all?
I'm looking at your UFC sheet here. I watched John Jones fight this weekend against Cormier.
Yeah, I put $20 on Cormier.
Did you?
Yeah, why not? It was like plus 350 or something.
What?
I bet under 4.5 rounds and won.
Yeah.
Plus 140. I don't know why they thought these two guys were going to go the distance. But anyway, Jones coming back from suspension just basically put on a clinic, man. I mean, he handled Cormier very easily. I guess the rumors now he's going to try and fight Brock Lesnar.
It said fight must go by 12/31/2018 for
That's
action.
That's next year.
Yeah, a year and a half
from
now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can throw that sheet
away. It hasn't been announced yet, but I think that's the supposed next gimmicky fight out there. You know, the equivalent of the Rocky, Hulk Hogan thing.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah, you have WWF guy against UFC guy.
Yeah, didn't Too Tall Jones box too for a while? Too Tall Jones tried boxing, and
so did Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah, Yeah, that, well, his dad was a boxer, so at least
a real boxer.
Yeah, so at least he.
But
had
he was a football player.
Yeah, yeah.
Norton.
Well, anytime they do that, I
get
just,
down here, Norton.
We're talking boxing. He goes right to the honeymooners. We mentioned Rocky, and here comes Bullwinkle.
What was your favorite sitcom of all time?
All in the Family.
Yeah, I would have
really?
To go.
And then Seinfeld.
It was Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld, and I liked All in the Family going back, but I really like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, not, season 9 is coming out soon.
I know. I really love Curb, because Larry David
Larry's
is
the
just,
best.
It's really great.
LD.
I mean, there's so many that I think are funny. I thought Everybody Loves Raymond's great. I mean, they were just... There's a lot, but I love Curb. Curb is...
You know what always makes it for me is the ensemble. You know, you talk about Seinfeld, the ensemble was, you know, when they get it right, All in the Family.
Correct.
And
you
Curb.
Go back and watch some old All in the Family episodes.
The weird thing is, watching it now,
oh, laughing.
I'm agreeing
yeah,
with
sitcom.
Archie Bunker, which
that was
scares
a variety
me.
Show. There hasn't been a good variety show for a long time.
And you couldn't air that today.
No, you
none
couldn't.
Of it.
No, none of it could
All
air
the Family?
Today.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't even
you
make
racist
that today.
Man. But Curb Your Enthusiasm is funny.
Yeah,
you know, with LD, you know, and
LD
JB Smoove.
Yeah, I like him.
JB, you
Garland.
Racist man.
Vivica Fox was on there for a while,
and
she
Wanda Sykes.
Oh yeah,
Wanda Sykes is hilarious on that show.
Jeff Garland and his
Jeff
wife.
Garland.
She's crazy.
Richard
yeah.
Lewis.
Susan.
Susie.
Oh, she always goes off on him. Susie. Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah,
not Elman, but
that's you're close.
I'm
yeah,
close.
So I think it's Susie Elfman.
It's close to that.
She's
he's going to Google that.
And
right
she's
now.
Perfect as Jeff's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Green, Jeff Garland. Anyway, NFL games of the year, NFL futures.
Here, let me see some NFL. I'll tell you what's going on here, buddy.
All right. Well, you know,
tell us what you know. What do you know?
Tell us what
you
don't know. Games to watch. Patriots, Cowboys.
Shocker. Where's the game played?
5-2 Mace. Oh, that's the odds. I don't know. You know,
where
is
the game
read.
Being played?
How many rules have they changed this year? Are there new rules again this year that I need to try to get caught up on?
Who knows?
They keep every year. I don't know what
doesn't say when these games are.
I'm guessing Sunday or Thursday.
I will say this: I love them
Sunday.
Moving the extra point back last year.
That one I liked. That's
I
the one I liked
you.
Because there was a
further.
Lot of missed points, and
it
I
made
that.
It so much more interesting. So many more misses. It wasn't a gimme anymore.
That was about one of the few rules that I did
I
like.
I do like that a lot, actually.
I'm surprised this NFL futures thing doesn't. Here, take a look. See if I'm not reading it right. I don't see when the games are.
What do you mean?
Just says odds to win.
Yeah.
So well, I guess that's odds to win. Oh, that's odds to win at all.
It's futures.
Here's odds to win Super Bowl, and here's to win the championship.
How do you want
to
have dates on a futures?
No, I was looking at the one that said games of the year.
Yeah, games of the year is right here, and the dates are right above it.
And there's the dates.
Oh, here, week
Thursday,
two.
September 14th, Houston, Texans.
It would scare me. He couldn't see it, but he's wearing glasses.
And it's close.
And he still can't see it.
So Thursday, September 14th, Texans versus Bengals. Why is that such a great game to watch, Jeffrey, with a G?
Where do you see? Oh, Houston and Cincinnati?
Yeah, week two.
I don't think it's a great game at all.
Yeah, I don't
Houston
think so
should
either.
Kill Cincinnati.
What quarterbacks are out and what quarter, you know, who's injured?
Injured right now
is
Joe Flacco from Baltimore.
Ravens, yeah.
And what's interesting about this is he's having some back issues. And when you have a quarterback with back issues, that's usually something that lingers on and off for the year. And there's talk of them bringing in Mr. Colin Pumpernickel.
Yeah,
Pumpernickel.
Well, but they ended up signing some other kid.
They did.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what the deal is
Tim
with that.
Tim Tebow.
I would sign Kaepernick in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know that. But there's a reason why he's being blackballed for some reason, right? It's not a surprise.
But that's why I would sign him.
I went to the doctor about a week
back. He's a great athlete. I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he's a great athlete.
He needs to be put into a specific system.
Right.
Now,
he's a racist, man.
The advantages of...
How is he a racist?
The advantages
are you talking about?
Of the Ravens is he's already played for one Harbaugh brother.
Right.
And likes playing for them and understands that style. Secondly, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the offensive coordinator is the same one he had in San Francisco, where he was like 25-13 with
where
him,
men are
like
men
three
and sheep are scared.
And 14 without him.
Really?
I don't even know why.
Yeah, I don't understand why no one assigned him. Even for a backup, he would be. I mean, how could you not have a better backup?
And that's why they suggested Seattle, right? He's the perfect backup to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I think Russell may have put the kibosh on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
So week number two, I think this would be a better game. It's Cowboys-Broncos.
That's a very good game. Who's going to quarterback for the Broncos?
Elway, yeah.
Right. He said that to me last week. He wants to come back and play.
Wow. Isn't Eli Manning has back issues also?
Sure. I always said he had problems at home.
I think all of these guys have back issues.
Eli's had troubles at home. This is his last season as well. Who else's last season? Oh, Big Ben. This will be Big Ben's last season.
Ben said that the recent CTE experiment that came back that we I showed
99%.
Yeah, well over 90% of the brains they studied had CTE.
Yeah,
he said, "Listen, man," he goes, "I already got my rings, I got my money. Why do I want to do this to my body?"
Well, there was another guy that retired right after the report came out.
26 years old.
Yeah, 26 years old. He said, "I'm done."
And Ninkovich. Oh yeah, he's retiring. Rob Ninkovich.
Well, I think that they should stop, and I know there's going to be people that hate me for saying this, but I think they should stop youth football. I think kids getting hit in the head. Because every one of these professional players.
How do you matriculate to the next level then if you don't have Pee Wee and Pop Warner?
You got
to
start with.
I just like that you use the word matriculate.
You just don't. You just got to wait. That's why these guys have brain. If you're getting hit in the head from the time you're 9 or 10 years old or 8 or 9 years old, of course you're going to have
brain
damage.
Funny, as they said, it's not those big hits that you see that with the damage is done. It's just the repetitiveness.
It's the little ones. Well, you know what? I talked to, I forget what boxer it was, but he had said, boxers have brain damage, not from the
big hits.
It's from the practice. It's from all the
sparring.
Rounds. Sparring. It's the sparring.
Well, gentlemen, we would love to talk about this for hours and hours. However, the clock on the wall just fell off.
Wow.
I want to thank Amal Shell for joining us. Rob Sherwood, you can see Rob opening up for Carrot Top. And
then I'll be in Chicago next week working Zanies at Pheasant Run.
Yeah, I've been to Pheasant Run. I've been to Zanies. And Jeffrey with a G, as usual. Thank you, my friend. If you see us out,
buddy,
please say hello. Stop us, buy us a drink. Pass us whatever you're smoking. And eat well, party hard. Thanks for listening, everybody.